The Victoria Climbie Inquiry was an immense experience, but the thing that really was the most challenging bit of the inquiry, apart from the awful things that happened in Victoria, was the number of staff from each of the different services who, when they came to give their evidence as witnesses, they would say, oh yes, but had I known that, I would have acted differently. And the sad thing is, it was known, but it was not shared with other services. So police officers were saying, well, I didn't know that, but had I known, I would have acted differently. Social workers are saying, well, had I didn't know that, but had I known, I would have acted differently. The nurses were saying, actually, I didn't know that, but had I known that, I would have acted differently. Even the paediatrician in the same hospital ward said, well, of course, I didn't know that. This was about what the nurses had experienced and observed. I didn't know that, but if I had known it, I wouldn't have. So the big thing about the Victoria Climbie Inquiry is the need for not just frontline staff of each of the different services to work together, but to actually operate as a team, to know each other, to respect each other's different roles and responsibilities, and to recognise that no one service can protect every child. It's only when the services work together that the child gets that protection. And I'm still hanging on to the belief that that key point will be something good that came out of what happened to Victoria, because what happened to Victoria was absolutely awful.